USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Florida Democrat Representative Stephanie Murphy, a leading voice of the House Democrats' moderate wing, announced Monday she won't seek re-election next fall in another stinging loss for her party.
These last few years have been some of the most rewarding moments of my life, but also some of the most challenging. Public service is not without personal sacrifice, and as a mom of two young children, my time away from them has been hard. For them, for me, and for our family. So I wanted to share with you that I will not be seeking another term as your representative in Congress.
Murphy is the 22nd incumbent House Democrat to forego a re-election bid next year. An outspoken and spirited U.S. Army veteran was arrested for the third time in a week while protesting against the city's vaccine passport mandate, this time at the Panera Bread and Gateway Center Mall in Brooklyn. This is USA Radio News.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog, but skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
CNBC's Jim Cramer said Monday he's tested positive for COVID and isolating at home with a mild case.
I have COVID. I came down with COVID on Thursday night. I had tested in the morning. I didn't have COVID. Tested in the evening. I had COVID. Woke up Friday, felt pretty good. Woke up Saturday, worked out hard. Woke up yesterday.
Without a booster, Moderna's vaccine has been found to be far less effective against Omicron. The company said it'll continue to develop an Omicron-specific booster. His agenda undermined by a member of his own party and a pandemic once again raging out of control, President Joe Biden heads into his second year in office with a central premise of his presidency in peril. Biden's main campaign argument to the American people in his case for deposing Donald Trump was that he could make the government work again, that it could do big things and deliver for its citizens, and that order, not chaos, could return to Washington. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I got to straighten out this closet. One side.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Efforts to evacuate Americans from Afghanistan are ongoing.
Efforts to evacuate Afghan-American citizens, their families, and interpreters that worked with the U.S. military in Afghanistan are ongoing, despite the United States completing its withdrawal of troops from that country back in August. Project Dynamo is helping with those efforts, and one of its co-founders, Matt Henning, explains what their role is in the evacuations.
This is surge support that we're providing. We're augmenting this government mission. But the government moves at the speed that the bureaucracy can move. So they need our help for surge support. That's why we're here.
Multiple reports indicate that only 3,000 Afghans have been evacuated since September. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
America's Frontline Doctors Organization, which opposes vaccination and other government measures to stem the spread of COVID-19, has promised to open its own clinics, inviting medical staff and pharmacists to join. America's Frontline Doctors and its associated companies are currently under investigation by Congress, while the California Medical Board is looking into the right-wing organization's founder, Simone Gold, after mounting calls to strip her of her license in the state. However, all the pressure and legal woes don't seem to have affected the group's plans to further expand its operations in the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.